You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back from the great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that's sharing one of you, our loyal listeners, who's using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at @HillsideHouse_Shenandoah. And again, that's @HillsideHouse_Shenandoah. I just want to go, this is like a cozy little nook. I want to shout out their dog, Luna.
Luna.
They have a thread throughout their whole Instagram with their dog, and I just absolutely love that. So I have to give
they're pet friendly too, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you can like pull on the heartstrings of the pet lovers. But I want to go through one thing that I love, kind of the cadence of their feed. They go through, they do 5-star reviews, they do a reel of the area, they do some action shots of what you can do with the home. So they've done a nice job of kind of just doing a mix. It feels like a little formulaic, but it's good of what they're posting about. They also are getting people really excited. They're getting ready to build 3 places on the property. So they kind of have like a mock-up of what's to come. And so I love them foreshadowing, getting things ready for people, knowing that they've got more places coming soon. The other thing I want to highlight is in their bio, they say it right there, book directly and save, and then they have their link. So I think giving that call to action of say, why would someone want to book directly? So they have book directly and save. So that's like, oh, if I just book direct, I can, you know, actually save money. So I think you can't just say book direct. You've got to give them a reason why they should book direct. So I love that they have that there and their call to action in their bio so people know immediately.
Absolutely. So great job, Hillside House. Listeners, give them a follow. Share some love on the gram.
And use our hashtag. And also they have this really cute green bathroom sink that I'm feeling.
I love green.
Yeah, it's good.
Green
it's
is really, so really good. All right. So today we're going to talk about parting ways with team members.
Oh,
it's never easy.
Yep.
And I start off the episode, maybe I feel like Annette, like, thought maybe I was being a little too vague. So hang tight through the episode and we get to the nitty-gritty of what actually went down. But yeah, letting go of team members is never easy, no matter how long you've been with them.
Years.
Or months. Either way, it's never
easy.
They're
all hard, especially when they're the backbone. Well, no, they're all. It's always hard.
So we're gonna unpack a situation that we've recently gone through, and we hope it serves one of you out there and helps you with a difficult situation. All right. So this is a difficult conversation, but it's one that it's really important that we share here on the podcast. So anyone listening, maybe you're going through this right now. Maybe you're thinking about it might be in your near future, or maybe everything is great right now and you're like, this isn't applied to me. But I assure you, if you get into business, there's going to be moments where it's time to part ways with people on your team. And it really doesn't matter if they've been on your team for a short amount of time or a really long time, but we've had to part ways with some of our team members recently, and we thought we would share as much as we can here in the podcast and with what we learned, what we did right, what we didn't do well, and just discuss it here in the pod.
I'm actually going to quote, I went to have coffee with the developer that I used to do all of my co-hosting with, and I do want to quote him because I thought it was just like, it was so the truth, because we were talking about turnover on your team, and he was like, it sucks. It always sucks. Even if they suck, it still sucks. If they're good, it sucks. It just always sucks. And I was like, oh, it just sucks. Because you know why? Because we're humans and we care about each other. And there's, you know, it just, while it's happening, it sucks. But also, as someone that has been let go, it also ends up being a really good thing.
Yeah.
Because if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. And people can just move on to the next thing.
And I think we can say that with confidence, right? Like, you and I have been let go in the past, and we've let people go. Mm-hmm. People have let go of, I mean, you know what I mean? There's a lot of moving
chapters
on.
End. Chapters end.
And it's okay, and it's natural. This episode is going to offer you, though, some insight into our personal recent experience and what we learned from that. And hopefully it gives you just a little bit of insight into, you know, maybe what's normal, what is challenging for us is probably challenging for everyone else, and just kind of deep dive into it a little bit.
Let's do it.
All right. So first of all, I think the most important piece of advice we can give to everyone, and this goes for maybe you're a co-host and you're working with an owner. Obviously, we can all relate to this from a guest standpoint, but also from our team, is to not make decisions when you're emotional.
I joked around earlier that before the episode said to Sarah, so we should just never make decisions. anyways.
No, but you know, when you're really heightened, when maybe there's a disagreement that's happening, or you're frustrated because of repeated behavior, whatever that is or looks like for you, and you're just seeing red, that is not a good time to call that person or to message that person or to communicate with that person, because you're going to say things that you don't mean, or maybe not in the tone you want to convey it in. Nothing productive is going to come out of that.
Agreed.
So
step one,
I then would lean on, whether it's your business partner, your life partner, a friend, kind of maybe your pillow, just scream into it, right? Get that emotion out. Say what you want to say. Write it down, perhaps. Get it. I'm not saying to bottle it up, but you definitely don't want to share that with the person that maybe is causing the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next on is, here's what was difficult for us in our recent situation, was how much we respected the fact that while there was some disconnect happening, that there is money going into this person's account, right? We had a job that was funding their, you know, putting food on their table,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it was a big part of their life revenue. And so when you decide that it's no longer a good fit, or you know it's coming, I think the thing that makes it so hard is, yes, we're human. And here's why. It's because we are exchanging money for those services. And so you know it's going to be a big thing in their life if you decide to call it quits. Mm-hmm. You know, if they've not made the decision, you're making that decision. And that's hard.
Mm-hmm. But you can also, if they're a vendor, if you have a contract with them ahead of time, you know, that's something, again, all of these things, like, but always have the end in mind at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that you can put in their contract. If you have open invoices from them, of course, want to square up with those. But I think there's a way to definitely handle that. And that's planning that ahead of time.
And I think you can also ask yourself, as you're contemplating ending a relationship with a team member, is the reason you want to end the relationship, is it changeable? Are we putting in enough effort to see if there's a way to work things out? I think it's in any relationship, a marriage, a life partnership, business partnership, and in a vendor or employee relationship, are we supplying all the tools that they need? You know, I have, for example, here, you know, are there training videos we could make, right? To really clarify anything that's a misstep, and whether it's a clean or an inspection or what you expect from an operator to deliver KPIs, you know, what is there a disconnect? And is it something we can fix? Can we change that? Right?
Is it fixable?
Pictures, you know, whether it's videos, training videos, pictures of ideal setups in your back of house space. This is exactly, I always get that. Remember, we went to this conference, listeners, several years ago, and this stuck out like a sore thumb, but the presenter was essentially talking this very subject, and she had a piece of paper and a pencil on all of our chairs, and she asked us to draw the picture of a bicycle. We all know what a bicycle is. We all drew the bicycle, and of course, all of our bicycles looked different. And so when we get frustrated about a relationship with a vendor because of some, whatever that disconnect is.
The way you make a bed isn't the way they make a bed.
Correct. Or like you might say, fold the towel. But see, when I want my towels folded, I have a very particular way that I want it folded. And I have to remind myself that even if you can see the end result, how do you get there really makes a difference. So are you doing enough focused training work with your vendors? Are you meeting with your vendors in between showtime, right? In between turnovers or inspections or whatever, to revisit your expectations and their expectations of you? Are you pausing for a moment? Are you always in a go, go, go mentality, forgetting to come back and really discuss and break down those operations?
And have you go side by side with them?
Yes.
Like if there's been repeated issues, it's like maybe just simply going to the home, doing the clean with them or the inspection. And I know that could be a very like dicey subject because people don't want you looking over their shoulders per se. But this is, again, you're in a partnership together and it could be like, hey, I want to see if there are any tools, if there's anything that I can do that would make your job easier. And a lot of times, I know we've talked about this all the time. You go and you're like, oh my gosh, they just need like a new vacuum cleaner, or this isn't working properly. Like this washer and dryer is terrible. Let's get a new washer and dryer. It's faster. Like you can see, like that stuff becomes very, very clear. And sometimes, but if you're not on the front line, you're not doing it, you don't even recognize what might be holding them back from doing an excellent job.
Here's my weakness is I am very well aware of my aggressiveness in terms of details. Then I do get self-conscious when I work with a vendor or an employee to not micromanage or to, obviously I've hired them for a skill set. And so I am self-conscious about my aggressiveness. So I don't end up breaking down the step-by-step of how I want them to get to the final destination.
Result.
Right. And so, but I have to remember that it's going to be better for everyone to just be who I am, the leader that I am, knowing that I have all the good intentions. And when we are going through those trainings and we are, you know, meeting up every, you know, month or quarter, whatever that is, to walk them through. And obviously you don't want to put them down or make them feel like they're not capable, but still, you know what I mean? Like tell them what you want, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
If you permit it, you promote it.
If you permit it, you promote it. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, if I'm not being clear, I'm like, oh, just, you know, then I want you to roll the towels and make sure they're going the same way. But I need to show them exactly how to do it.
Right. Great.
And then there's this side too of can the behavior be changed? Is there something happening in their personal life that is affecting their work life? Mm-hmm. Are they having transportation issues? Is there an issue with how they communicate? Are they having trouble keeping up with their phone bills? And I know you might be thinking, well, that's not my responsibility. But just remember, number one, if otherwise the relationship is solid and their work is good, the cost of hiring someone new or finding a new vendor is...
In the learning curve is
quite honestly astronomical. And the time that you end up putting and focusing on this aspect of your business where everything else gets put on hold or who knows what, wouldn't have been nice just to maybe figure out how you can, I don't know, get them the bus pass or...
Help them with it. Or if they're asking for a higher rate. We just had this in our membership last week. We had someone that she is actually, her cleaning team has asked for a pretty large increase in pay and she's more than happy to give it to them because she gets 5-star reviews again and again and again. And she knows that that would be on the edge. Like that might be forfeited if she were to go back to the open market and try to find someone new. And that was like, it was a no-brainer for her to just keep them on board because they give her excellent turns every single time. And she's like, yeah, if they need more money, they backed up why. And she was happy to provide that.
And obviously, you know, she looked into her financials. It is something that she can figure out, mm-hmm. right? And make happen. Now, let's say you've done all these things. Because in my case, I did all of these things, right? I mean, this was quite some time of figuring out, why is there a disconnect? What is it? Is it the tools? Is it the compensation? Is it the support? What is it? Why is there a disconnect? And at the end of the day, when it comes to something that is just against your company values, your mission, the culture that you want to create in your business, and that's if your business is you and that's it, and mm-hmm. you still want to come to work, right, in a happy, upbeat, solution-based atmosphere, and there is a disconnect in terms of personality that aren't changeable by something that you can simply do, then that's when you have to ask yourself, when you're not in an emotional state.
Or getting ready to leave for a trip.
Or getting ready for, right. Because as Annette said before we hopped on too, there is never a good time.
Ever a good time. He's like, oh, like it's a holiday weekend. Oh no, this guest is coming. Like there will never be a good time. That's the other part I do want to, like, the conversation will never be fun and there will never be a good time. And it will always kind of suck.
It will almost always very much suck. But knowing that you have to know what your non-negotiables are. And then I talk about non-negotiables all the time. Non-negotiables in terms of working. We get into business ownership, into running these short-term rentals to create a certain life for ourselves. So when you do that, you need to lay the groundwork of what you're willing to put up with and what you're not. And then when those things happen, you know, and I'm not saying it's easy, because Annette can tell you how many times we've talked about these certain situations and how long we vacillate to making the decision that we know needs to be made. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you here on the other side, it never got easier. But once the decision was made to part ways, things end up working out, right? Like all the things that you were terrified about, all the, even on the other side, the person that you end up letting go, as we all know, being on the side of being let go, it ends up being some of the best things can happen to you. Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
I just want to dig into the situation a little bit more, but I don't know if you want to.
Do it, yeah.
Like, I think we're specifically talking about, you don't care if I talk about it, it's a cleaner.
No, not at all.
Okay. So I want to give some transparency here. This is specifically about, like, the backbone of the business. Like, the everyday ins and outs. And so I know that this is a topic that comes up often of, like, you know, is it about the work that they do? And there are some things that we, like, Sarah and I can let you know, like, there are things that there has to be give and take, especially like that, the turnover team, the cleaning team, like, it is such a laborious job. And Sarah says it all the time, like, they are coming into a mountain a mountain of work. And so just having that understanding of what they're dealing with. But two, like that's where as the turnover team, as the business owner, they also need to recognize that. And there needs to be, I think there was some stuff, this particular situation of like having some redundancy in their team and taking, it's just as important you as a host taking some time off, also letting, you know, them having time off, but that's up to them. That's their business. But I'm in a LinkedIn, following someone on LinkedIn right now. And every day it's like new property managers. And every day the property manager is talking about their cleaning team and relying too much on like one contractor there. And that how that has just pretty much been a pain point for every single property manager. Like it's a through line in every...
We'll explain that a little bit. So I mean, they have one contractor that they rely on for all of their properties.
Yes.
And how that's a mistake.
Yes.
Right.
Well, just like... Yeah, I mean, they're putting all their eggs in that one basket for that team.
And that's not... And listeners, that's not... I've been there. I've done that, right? That's been because when you work with a company and you give them multiple properties, you mm-hmm. can often work out a really great price point mm-hmm. for their services. And then you get, you know, a certain amount of loyalty there
right.
too, because it's a large account for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when things go south, no matter what the contract says, right, it doesn't make it any easier when you know the end is near and they have, you're right, you have all of your eggs in one basket and mm-hmm. how tough that is. So it's such a catch-22, is that the right word I'm looking for, right? Like you can get your best pricing when you mm-hmm. work with one cleaning company, give them all your properties. But if it goes south, what does that look like? I remember we talked, we had an interview with a guest a long time ago on the podcast, and she mentioned that a cleaner really wanted all of her properties because mm-hmm. she had great properties. The cleaner loved working for her. And she made her sign a contract. I don't know what the contract said, but just something to the fact of...
Like if you leave, you need to have... I forget. It was like 30 days notice or something.
Something.
But still,
right?
That doesn't mean that's going to happen.
No, it doesn't mean that's going to happen. And so, and here's the thing too, listeners. We not only had a part ways with this back one of the company, a cleaner, but we've also had a part ways with other team members, and it had nothing to do with their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
This cleaner was actually... excellent, right? Mm-hmm. These team members are actually good at what you've hired them to do. But when there is a misalignment, and you know, there's something unaligned there. Mm-hmm. Unaligned, misaligned?
Misaligned.
Misaligned?
We'll go misaligned.
Okay, great. It's very hard to come back
to,
right,
from that. To bring it back. To bring
to
it back.
Alignment. From misalignment to alignment. But let's talk about how, okay, you've made the decision and you had the conversation. It was not easy. It was very hard. And actually, in this case, it was actually once I got it out of my mouth.
Rip the Band-Aid.
The response from the other party was actually quite pleasant.
Yeah, because it was, yeah.
Because I think they felt it too.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what's still sad to me, or what I'm still struggling with, listeners, is I still don't know why the relationship went south. There's no one that I know of or that they shared with me. There's no one moment or anything in particular I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough.
Right.
In any relationship.
For sure.
It's not you, it's me, you know? So that continues to be hard. But here's what I will tell you too. When you end up parting ways and you have to find a new team, what happens then? Well, here's what I've learned. That's also hard.
Yeah.
Right. And no amount of prep work that I did in the background.
I was just say, be prepared to pick up the slack.
Be prepared to pick up the slack. Know that you're not going to be able to predict everything because you know how I like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't. And then that frustrates me. But I mean, I had discussions with other, you know, offers out there and having that transition of from one cleaning to another. And doesn't matter how far in advance I'd done that, how many people I talked to, all that got ready, the handing of the baton to the new team continues to be
right
difficult. Just because now you're working with a whole new person
mm-hmm.
and or new company, and you have to retrain your brain to know that they're new to you. And so what you're used to not having to talk about, right? Like your basics, your brand standards.
Right. Are all brand new.
They're all brand new.
And we say this, there are all these, every property is a snowflake. So every single door, every single bed, every single bedroom, every kitchen, even though they can be similar, they're still different.
Yeah.
They're still different. And ooh, the community and communicate. There's a lot. There's so many things. But again, be prepared to pick up the slack.
And let me talk about that. So obviously Annette and I talk about backups for your backups all the time. And listeners, I hope by now you've learned to know that Annette and I put our heart and soul and we take everything that we share with you very seriously, and we practice what we preach as much as we can. And again, I was doing my best to have a backup for my backup, and I still had to clean. Mm-hmm. And I had to rally the troops to help me clean. Our inspectors helped clean. Annette helped me clean. Annette's mom helped clean.
Your husband.
Husband cleaned. Who else cleaned? Right? Like, we had to rally the troops because it just took... I didn't want to...
And we ain't canceling no reservations.
No, heck no. We don't do that. And I'm not just throwing any old... I'm not throwing in a... you could do this, right? But I wasn't going to throw in a temp service.
Right, right. Just going online.
And here's what I realized.
Which if you need to, you need to.
No.
Still
people,
inspect, yeah.
People do it. I remember working at the hotel. We would do it often with servers and bartenders and cleaners, right? Like, you can hire temp companies. But I did take this opportunity to re-put myself in the shoes of the cleaning team. And I learned so much about our checklists.
Ooh, what's your number one thing you learned? What do you think you learned? I learned that my feet really hurt.
Do you remember how just hard the job is?
I'm like, oh man, my feet hurt really bad. And your husband's did too. We talked about that.
We did. And I remember just, you know, how tough the laundry situation will always be.
Oh yeah, wrestling with the bed sheets.
Whether you send it out to a professional cleaning company, whether you have it in-house, no matter what, laundry is tough.
And it just keeps coming. And there always seems to be like some little black speck of something, no matter what.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't have like a tangible, like, here's what I learned, but I just relearned to, and I've always had an intense respect for the cleaning team, but my goodness, did that remind me. But I did this too. I timed how long it took me to do Breezeway every time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was a good one.
And Breezeway listeners, if you're not sure, it's a property operations. They are a sponsor of the podcast, but that's mostly because we're obsessed with them. They're like, listen, we love you so much. Please support our podcast because it's just perfect alignment. But we ask our cleaning team to go through a checklist that has pictures that really, again, draw that bicycle for them. And the way I explain it to them is like every box you check off that's done, that's our little mini contract with each other that you've done that thing.
Right.
Right. And so I timed how long it took me to do it so that I knew when I was onboarding this new team, I could get down to like the nitty gritty of how long each turnover would take with one person, with two people, what the quirks are at every single property. And I updated our Breezeway. So also in Breezeway, you can update the back of house of the property. So codes to all the doors, quirks about washers and dryers, dishwashers, whatever, appliances. I really just got a chance to get in there and kind of like spring clean the back end of our properties.
Something I know that you were doing, because I was listening to you, is really shaping up the back of house and the supply closets.
Yes.
And like, wait a second, when those start to get sideways and like messy, it does not make your life easier. So that is something, we just did a YouTube video on this, but that is something like keeping that tight helps.
Well, because you end up getting comfortable with, if the current cleaning team, they had their own way of doing things and organizing things. Mm-hmm. So when we parted ways and I was bringing a new team in house, I didn't know where stuff was.
Right.
I didn't know, you know, I didn't have that tight grasp that I once had on all of our systems. And that's okay. I mean, we also learned, we spoke at the investor conference 2 weeks ago in Scottsdale, Arizona. And one of the speakers just mentioned, like, if you want to grow your business, you are going to have to delegate and know that things are going to happen and you're not going to be able to checkmate everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. Like, that's, I mean, in a certain regard, like, you cannot have a chokehold on literally every detail of your business.
No, you got to let it go a little bit.
You got to let it go a little bit. And so I didn't want to hold myself. I didn't want to be too hard on myself in the fact that I didn't know what the organizational systems were in all the properties anymore, right? But it was time for us to just
reset.
It's
a reset.
And it was
it's
great.
Time for a reset.
Yeah, yeah. Even the inspectors are like really taking ownership and loving it and telling me what's been working, what hasn't been working. They'd love to try this. Mm-hmm. So that when we onboard the new cleaning team, we can tell them, hey, this, we've learned over how many years now, this is will work really well. And we can actually give them a really nice onboarding experience. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was also that too. But
Anything else?
It's been a really hard 6 months.
Yeah, then that's the we'll give some visibility there. I'll give it for Sarah. Like, it when it is the backbone of your business, it is like a mentally tough. So I think this episode is just to give everyone out there, we know you're like us, we know that you care so much, not only about your team, but you care so much about your property and so much about your guests. You are going to feel it. You're human. That's why we produce the show. That's why we like love when we meet our listeners, because we know this is going to strike a chord with you, of that it isn't just throwing any team in there, no. Going on any sort of app and just getting someone in your home, because it is an asset, and they are helping you manage that asset alongside you. And so it matters. It matters.
And I will always still hold with such like a weight in my heart team members.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I know it's time to part ways. I mean, that's a long time that you've been working with someone. Yeah. And there's so many like awesome moments, and like they've been there through you with growth and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so
it's hard.
It's hard all around. But yeah. I will tell you, on this side of it, we're on the upswing again, and it feels really good to have some fresh energy, fresh ideas, mm-hmm. and a new lease on business as we enter into the summer here, which is our busy season. So I hope that helps someone.
Yeah. There's no good time. Just remember that. There's no good time. And if you've gone over the things again and again and again and it's not getting better,
no, it took me too long.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll admit that to all of you. It took me too long, and it was because I was just...
You didn't want to have to worry about what was on the other side. There's a lot of other things that you have to deal with. So
yeah. So with that, listeners, listen to your gut. Know what your non-negotiables are. Go back to them. Because here's the deal. I wish I hadn't. I vacillated for so long. I could have cut out a lot of sleepless nights if I would have just, as they say, eaten the frog a lot sooner. So with that, I am Sarah Carcane.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.